Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 31st of October, Anno Domini 2009. I'm tempted to go,
I was going
you
did.
Do that. And you're lucky people. You are listening to Soundbites on Halloween. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I don't drink wine. But offer me a nice dark beer, and I'm a happy guy. We're the Halloween episode of Soundbite, so we have, I think, the ultimate fright for you this week. Yes, we are still in the pledge drive. So normally we wouldn't run it this long, but we're only asking for $50,000, and we're still $11,000 short.
And I put the challenge up on the board.
The challenge is up on the board. So please give us a call. You know the numbers, 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. If you're outside the 585 area code, it's 1-800-790-0415. Before I get to the news, I just want to thank all those of you who have become members during this pledge drive. It's so important for us to demonstrate tangibly our commitment to Soundbites and to this station so that they will want to keep us on. And I'm not talking, you know, we have levels that start at $35, but we've had people who pledged $10.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
There is no wrong amount.
That's right. There is no wrong amount, except zero. Zero is a wrong amount. So please give. I know it's tough in these times. I get it. I do get it. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I get it. But we all get it. But please help. All right.
Well, just one other side note, though. I mean, you know, it's you know, we're here, and we're only continuing 20 years thanks to Rob Litton. I mean, it was through him coming up to us once we left the other place. It was like we really didn't have any great plan because a lot of these other places, you know, we would have had to gone out. Explain the fact to you, folks. We would have had to gone out. We could have gone on a couple other stations, but we would have had to buy the hour. Or 2 hours, whatever we were coming with, we would have had to go out and sell that.
And none of us has either the time or the talent.
We're not salespeople. The minute Rob heard that we're no longer at the other place, he came right up to us, said, "All right, I got Saturday.
When do you want to start?"
We were getting ready for lunch. And he met us for lunch. He says, "All right, I got 12 to 2 open on Saturday. When do you want to start?"
Yeah.
Yeah. We told him, okay.
How about next week?
He goes, all right, let's order lunch now. Now that we got that out of the way.
Yeah, yeah, it was great. God bless Rob. God bless the folks at Jazz 90.1. Member-supported Jazz 90.1. And this is your chance to be, you know, we've always considered you guys our family. You know, when people come up and say, I listen to you every week on Soundbites, I get kind of a warm glow. They're now a family member. But now you get to be an inner circle family member by becoming a member of Jazz 90.1.
And the other thing, even for our folks, I mean, we had a couple folks from, Alabama last week sign up.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go to the web. It is secure, folks. Trust
it. It takes almost no time. I did it during a break in the show, and you know that those are only a minute and a half long.
They weren't long at all. So, you know, there's no excuse. You know, if you enjoy Soundbites, we come to you every week. And we're doing this for free, folks. We don't get paid. And nor does, you know, Jazz 90.1, they don't get any federal money, no school money, no state money. You know, there's no grants or
anything
else.
When they say member supported, they mean member supported. A lot of other stations that ask for memberships do get money from the governments, various different governments and various different grants and things like that. This station gets none of that stuff. It all comes from members. We're still, what, $11,000 short of our goal?
Mm-hmm.
So any of our listeners out there who've made their fortune in the dot-com boom and would like to pledge $11,000, if you pledge $11,000, all three of us really will come to your house and mow your grass.
Mm-hmm.
We really, really will. Maybe not until spring, but we'll do it.
Yep.
All right, to the news. Users remain stymied by endless reboots after trying to upgrade their PCs to Windows 7, according to messages posted on Microsoft's support forum. An answer is yet to be found for all users who began reporting the problem last Friday after watching the upgrade stall two-thirds of the way through the process. Most users said that their PCs had displayed an error that claimed the upgrade had been unsuccessful and that Vista would be restored. Instead, their PCs again booted to the Windows 7 setup process, failed, then restarted the vicious cycle over and over and over. Several Microsoft engineers, including the company's senior group manager for Windows compatibility, supportability, has offered advice, but this week users continued to publish complaints on a growing forum thread. I think I've gotten to the point where trying to install Windows 7 is simply not worth it, said one pioneer. I'm more content with actually having a working computer. Anyone know if we can get our money back? Earlier, Microsoft support engineers posting to the thread urged users to burn downloaded upgrades, which were delivered as disk image or .iso files at their DVD's drive's slowest speeds to reduce the chance of corrupting the data, one possible explanation for the endless reboots. At the same time, one user pointed others to a document published last July on Microsoft's support site that spelled out a possible solution. Last Monday, Paul Aaron, Microsoft's senior support manager for Windows supportability, chimed in with a link to another support document. From reading through the article, it looks like this service, like there is a service running in the background that is preventing the upgrade from completing, Aaron said. Hope this helps. The document, published in early September, noted that the IPHLP-SVC service, which offers IPv6 connectivity over an IPv4 network, may cause Vista to Windows 7 upgrades to hang at the 62% complete mark. The fix that Aaron highlighted requires users to modify the advanced system settings of the PC. Those instructions didn't do anything for some users who said that their systems still were crippled. The endless reboot is among the top threads on Microsoft's Windows 7 installation support forum. According to Microsoft's head of support, however, the endless reboot problem isn't on the company's top list of concerns. So our question to you is, have you had problems installing Windows 7? Your choices are yes, no, and I laugh at your Windows 7. So far, we've got 40 votes. 50% of you, that is to say 20 of you, said no. 48% of you, that is to say 19 of you, said, I laugh at your Windows 7. And one person said yes. And I feel so bad for that person. So what do you think of Windows? Did you try it yet, or are you waiting? Give us a call, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, or 1-800-790-0415. And before you do that, once you're done with the poll itself, click on the little yellow box underneath. Click on Give Us Your Opinion. It takes you to my website, AskNick.com.
That's AskNick.com.
And you can enter your opinion. The question is, how was your Windows 7 install experience? Three people have weighed in so far, and most of them haven't actually done a real install yet. So there we have it. But if you're
that's the problem with Windows in general, is that no matter how many beta testers, and I heard they had 100,000 beta testers, some ridiculous number of beta testers, mm-hmm. There's an almost infinite number of combinations of hardware and software and drivers that you have on a general PC, and it's impossible to test for every situation.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I've been saying for years. I mean, with every operating system that we have had out, you know, Windows 98, Windows XP, Windows... and all the others. I mean, you know, it's not like back in the old days when Windows 386 came out or Windows 3.1. The number of peripherals that were available were quite...
And then just the number of brands of computers. There were four, maybe five brands of PC
in
the day.
Back then, you didn't even have USB.
Yeah.
And now, look, everything is virtually running off USB.
That's one of the reasons that Apple gained the reputation for support and reliability, or for reliability that it did, is simply because they controlled all the drivers for the longest time. Mm-hmm. Once they moved over to the Intel platform, things got a little uglier, and they're finding they're having the same kind of issues, but still to a lesser extent. Microsoft has always opened things up, and that's made it harder. We were talking about last night in Second Life. We had a great time. For those of you who were there, thank you. We had a lot of fun.
Tell folks about Second Life.
Yeah, Second Life, as I'm sure you many of you are aware, is an online kind of virtual reality kind of thing, right? And you go in there, you create an avatar, and you can be online, whatever that's about. What's interesting about it is that you can gather and you can build. You can Dave builds all the time. We have a bunch of friends, Lolly and Newt in particular, who are building some beautiful things.
Oh.
But our friend Larry Dugan from the Finger Lakes Community College has graciously given us a corner of his island where we've built a stage, kind of an amphitheater, kind of a gathering place for sound bites. And we all get together and we chit-chat about computers every Friday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time, which is 6 o'clock Linden time.
We
get people from all over the world. Some of them are there. It's 3 o'clock in the morning for them. And it's real nice that people show up, and we have a long, involved, ongoing discussions about, well, everything. We talked about the Motorola Droid last night. I have a okay. Here's the cool thing. I have to talk about this for a minute. Yeah. The Motorola Droid. I have to get one. If anybody from Motorola is listening and would like to give me one, all of us. We all need them. But here's the thing. A friend of mine is actually works at Google and sent me a developer phone. So this is a very old model. It's very slow. It's old technology, but it's beautiful. It's still fast. I mean, I can't wait to see it running on iPhone quality hardware, which is what the Droid is. I can't imagine how fast it is, because this is ridiculously fast still. And so we've got ding, 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 ding. Hold on. We have to break. We'd like to thank... We'd like to thank Dennis, who's a new member and has given us a pledge. Thank you so much, Dennis. It makes us unbelievably happy to know that our listeners are calling and becoming members of Jazz 90.1, because it's only through you that we stay online. So, Dennis, thank you so very, very much.
We just beat the polka guys for pledges.
Yes, we did. Yay!
Just a little friendly competition among the shows.
Yes, we did. So, good. Thanks. There we go. All right, that's what we
pitch.
Need.
Or if you really want to wrap this up.
No, I don't know. No. You unplug. All right, here's an interesting question.
Round one.
How did that work when I just unplugged it?
You unplugged the power. So
I unplugged the power.
You unplugged something. Or maybe that was the residual charge in the electromagnet.
It might be, because this goes right to that thing. I unplugged it.
Well, I got one ding out of it.
Well, yes, you did. Yes, yes, you did.
It's one dinger.
One dead ding donger.
Yep. So thank you very much, Dennis. We really appreciate it. Give me a sheet of paper there so I can write some stuff down. Thank you. So we were in Second Life, and we were chit-chatting about this thing. And I've got the developer version. And I was talking about one of the things that it has is voice search and voice navigation. So I can pick up my phone and just say to it, navigate to the new Thai restaurant in Rochester, New York. And it will find that and give you directions and send you to Google Maps. It's an astonishing thing. And we were also talking about Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock, which is a game that you may have heard of through a television show called The Big Bang Theory, but is actually much older than that. It wasn't invented for the television show. It was invented long before that. And so somebody challenged me to say Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock into the phone. I did, and it immediately brought up a Google page, which did a whole search for Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock. It was very, very cool. Terrific phone. But that's one of the things we talked about. We talked about new hardware and software. We talked about Windows 7 problems. We just had a really great time. So those of you who are available on a Friday night, and you're geeks, so of course you are, and have a machine that can do Second Life, you should think about signing up. It's free. And joining us, we have it's an extra night of sound bites, and we always have a great time. Excellent. Yep. We have a second pledge.
Yep.
We have doubled. Thank you, Dan. Dan, we want to thank Dan. We have doubled our pledge rate so far. So please keep calling. It's we've had Dennis who called in and Dan who made his pledge online. So we've got all the bases covered. If you want to make a pledge by calling in and speaking to the lovely Lori, the number is 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. If you're outside the 585 area code, it's toll-free at 800-790-0415. Or as Dan did, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
I like Google's homepage today. This space intentionally left blank. It's blanker than usual.
You're right.
The Google's little, what do they call them? The Google Doodles with all the different logos they put up on different holidays.
Yeah, they're very creative. They're always changing that up.
Oh, you know, click the logo, click their logo, and keep clicking it. You get more and more things.
Oh, very very cute.
That's cute. There's some really cool people at Google.
Yeah, they really are. And of course, they have their phone. Which is a very nice thing. All right, so thank you, Dennis, and thank you, Dan. We've got the D's covered. We need to hear from the A's, B's, C's, E's, F's, and et cetera's. So give us a call with your pledge. Also,
or do it online.
Oddly enough, you can also give us a call and ask us a computer question. We're even willing to take those today.
Ooh, that'd be special.
It is unbelievable. But Windows 7 seems to have taken over the world right at the moment, although there were a whole bunch of introductions the last few weeks. You know, so we've had a bunch of things that came up. The Droid phone is coming, and the new Ubuntu came out the other day, and everything else. So we're willing to talk about all of it. So please feel free to give us a call. As I said, the numbers are 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, toll free 800-790-0415, or securely online at jazz901.org. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. It is 19 minutes after the hour. We'll be back with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you on the greatest and longest running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Soundbites, celebrating 20 years.
This is station manager Rob Linton. The Jazz 90.1 fall membership campaign has begun with more great thank you gifts than ever before, including great jazz CDs by Joe Williams and the Count Basie Orchestra, Miles Davis and Sonny Rollins, George Shearing, Karen Allison, and more. Be listening for special guest announcers, interviews, challenges, and a few surprises, too. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune into Jazz 90.1, you're choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member and choose to renew your membership now. Please call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free to 1-800-790-0415. Please support Jazz 90.1 and jazz901.org. Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by Stacey Romeo, running for Irondequoit Town Judge. Stacey Romeo is a lawyer with experience in criminal law and a former town attorney and town prosecutor for Irondequoit. Stacey Romeo is a lifelong resident of Irondequoit, partner in the law firm of Romeo & Schmidt PC, and has over 12 years of experience as a trial attorney. For more information, you may visit www.stacyromeo.com. Election Day is Tuesday, November 3rd.
Ready to help support Jazz 90.1? You can pledge and join online right now by going to jazz901.org. That's jazz901.org.
Hi, this is Greg Lefebvre. Join me every Sunday night at 7 o'clock for Doc's Juke Joint on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 22 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. You know, before we go on, let's talk a little bit more about member-supported. One of the big reasons, and Rob Linton reminded us of this, one of the big reasons that people don't pledge is they expect somebody else to do it. Well, you know what? I don't expect that our listeners believe that. Our listeners know that they individually, each and every one of them, needs to step up to the plate. I mean, I get it. For most people, they're leeches. They'd rather have somebody else do it and just leech off of them. I don't think our listeners are like that.
No.
I think our listeners will call in because they know that it's not up to somebody else. It's up to them to do it. Maybe in the 80s, people did that. Maybe in the 90s, people did that. But these are the
odds. Not the Soundbites listeners.
Not the Soundbites listeners. They know personal responsibility is real and is important. And I know that you're going to call in because you know that even if you give a dollar, $10, $20, I don't care. Yes, we have membership things, and yes, the lovely Lori will tell you about the membership levels and the gifts you can get. But one of the things that I should tell you about it, with a minimum $35 pledge, you get the Jazz 90.1 membership card.
Yep.
And the membership card is not just a card. Yes, it will give you that warm, fuzzy, smug glow, very much akin to what happens when you first buy your Macintosh. But those of you who have Macs, why have you not called in? Get double your smugness value. Double your smugness value. You will become not just smug, but unbearably smug.
Yep.
Call in.
Here we are.
There's a lot of great merchants.
That's my point. You get discounts at a lot of great merchants. You can go online and take a look at the list of merchants who are Jazz 90.1 supporters themselves and will give you a discount if you flash your membership card.
And that includes even my company.
That includes Enright PC. So there are a bunch of places that you can go and get a discount if you are a Jazz 90.1 member.
And it's a tax write-off. I mean, it's just a win-win-win situation. You're getting 52 weeks out of the year. We're coming to you for close to a solid 2 hours of great information. We're keeping you up to date on what's happening. You can call if you've got a computer question and get that resolved. All right, become a member. You're getting a free gift plus the membership card, which, again, is giving you additional discounts that you could go through the whole list. And it's a tax write-off. How is it a negative in any way?
There's no negative. You just have to get off your tuchus and give us a call. And you can do that at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Listen, you're sitting at your computer anyway. Fire up your tax software. Figure how much money you need to give as a tax write-off to lower your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Then go to jazz901.org and pledge that amount.
Yeah,
it's that easy.
There's just no reason not to. I mean,
right. Just, oh, and you know what?
What?
We had a birthday Thursday.
Who?
The internet. On Thursday.
I didn't get the invitation.
Unbelievable, isn't
it? Al Gore slipped up again.
He slipped up again. On Thursday, October 29th, we celebrated the internet's 40th birthday. On that day in 1969, what would later become known as the internet was used for the very first time and crashed.
H-E crash.
No, L-O.
Hello. Here's they got hello?
No. Here's what happened. The first network had four nodes, the first at UCLA and the second at Stanford Research Institute. The other two at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and the University of Utah were not yet installed, so it was just UCLA and the Stanford Research Institute. The network was funded by the Advanced Research Projects Agency, which is a program of the U.S. Department of Defense, created in the aftermath of the Soviets beating the U.S. into space. On October 29th, 1969, a graduate student named Charlie Klein used a terminal at UCLA to contact SRI. He typed login. When he typed the G, the network crashed. And for some reason, we're still marking today as the birth of the internet, because God knows we've all seen it crash often enough. Who says geeks don't have a sense of humor? Fortunately, the connection was made on a later attempt, and if you forget the crash, the proto-internet was born. You can see the log of the test at the Computer History Museum's internet timeline. Basically, went to type in log on, got LO, and it crashed. So we're not entirely certain if he was going to type login or LOL. I don't know.
Grown.
So, yeah. For most of us, of course, the
first
internet.
First post.
First post. For most of us, of course, the internet actually started later, maybe in the 90s, when we first got our browsers.
Tim Berners-Lee
made the browser.
On a Macintosh.
Some of us were already online with CompuServe, The Source, America Online, other dial-up services. Some of us ran our own bulletin board systems like the Frog Pond at 271-7663 or BS1 Pond. I was so proud of that phone number.
Who has that number now?
I don't know. Whoever it is, don't call them.
You may not say it. Yeah.
So how long have you been using the internet? Give us a call, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, or 1-800-790-0415. We have another new member. Thank you very much to Lucian. Lucian, who has joined, thank you so much. We are proud and humbled at all of our friends.
Hold on. We can thank him personally because he's on the phone.
Lucian, thank you.
Dave, you and I go back a long way. Relation over Scotty Dogs back in the 70s.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, sir.
Was that before the parrots?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was the guy in the blue-white car with the bubble on the roof.
Yeah, I was sitting. It was at McDonald's.
McDonald's down on Ridge Road West.
Yep, yes. I was on,
either McDonald's or Carroll's or one of those places.
Carroll's.
You had a VW Bug or something?
Yes, I had my VW Bug, and I was sitting there, and all of a sudden this cop comes up, pulls me on. Hello. I go,
yes,
what did I do? I'm sitting here. He goes, is that a male or female Westie or a Scotty? I go, female. Oh, good. I got a mail. You lived over
Wait a minute.
On
you got pulled
Street.
Over by a cop for a booty call?
No, I was. No.
For
no.
your dog?
Doggy style.
It could have been construed like that, yes.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
I'd like to apologize to every single person listening to Jazz 90.1 or to the. To the podcast at a later time.
No, Lucian and I were great friends for so many years.
Well,
and
yes,
yes.
It was great.
Also, I got another related story of Windows 7.
Okay. Oh,
if it involves a booty call, we don't need to hear it, Lucian.
Well, I bought my wife a new computer. I have a tendency to break computers when I play with them and fix them and build them and stuff like that. So she made me get her a new computer in 2004. Well, that's starting to die. So I figured, well, I'll buy her a new computer. So they had a real good ad for a Compaq. So I went and got the Compaq, which has Vista, of course, which is almost as bad as ME.
Yeah.
So
don't say it, Lucian.
I'm waiting for my upgrade. So I go online. I bought it probably 3 weeks ago. I figured, well, I got a good price. I'll wait. And now I'm waiting for the upgrade to come in the mail, and they say I may get it between October 30th and the 8th of November. And luckily it wasn't a laptop because you got to wait to the middle of November to get your upgrade. And now I've listened to you guys today, and it sounds like a disaster anyway.
I have
one of my machines set up with their practice one down in the basement. Playing with it, and I was
right.
It looked pretty good, but I'm still waiting for the mail to bring my Windows 7 upgrade kit.
I finally got my update, and it was surprising.
Now, this is the one you prepaid for 6 months ago, right?
No,
shouldn't it have come early?
No, only a couple months ago I prepaid for it. But what I was surprised with is I wound up getting not one but two DVDs, both the 32 and 64 bit.
Yeah,
that's right.
Nice
what they're setting, but if you buy a new computer and they say a free upgrade is about a $15 shipping charge.
Right.
Yeah, and so I went that route, and I missed out on the one where you got it cheaper. You know, where you go online and you can get the upgrade and it's a reduced price. But I waited a couple of days too long, and it went up to $114.
Oops.
So I said, oh, I'll wait for the software to come from my wife's new machine, which. Mm-hmm. We're sitting there waiting while the old one is dying slowly
with
the fans. The fans are turning on every 30 seconds, and I even put an extra little fan in there, and that's not helping. It's ready to die, and my wife is going, what am I going to do?
Get an external fan, blow it across the back of the machine.
Back up your data now while it's still working.
Yeah, back up your data now.
Why? I got an external a terabyte Western Digital that's backing up everything, I put one of the little where you insert the fans in there underneath the
one
of the back slots, and that's not working too great. So I was wondering about getting one. I put a 500 gigabyte hard drive. I didn't know whether that was part of the problem too, but I think it's just getting old.
It used to be an issue. Yeah, it used to be an issue when you tried to add more hard drives. It drew more power from your power supply, and it may be more than it could handle. But the modern drives are so much less power, even though they're much bigger capacity than the old drives were, that, it may not be that.
I think it's getting old.
Yeah.
Yeah, likely so.
I'll let you go. I was glad to that you guys have moved over. I'm down in Geneseo, and you are very, very strong down here.
Very nice. I love to
hear
that.
I'm down here on a trip, and I was wondering whether I could get you. You're really stronger than the sister station, the old one you were on.
Yeah.
1280 isn't that strong down here. Oh, I said it. I'm glad you guys. I've been listening to you for years, and like Dave said,
give me a call sometime.
Relationships quite a ways.
Give me a call sometime. I'd like to chat.
And thank you for pledging.
All right. I work over in the Webster area, and so I go by your shop, but it's usually at night. I'm retired from the city. I've been retired 22 years. And
well, thank you for your service, sir. Thank you for your service, sir.
Yeah, it's, great talking to you, Dave.
All right, take care, and I'll talk to you later.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right.
Daniel pledged online. Thank you so much, Daniel. We really appreciate it. There are multiple levels you can pledge at. My favorite, honestly, is the $90.10 level. Sounds
That's
a little
cool.
odd, but think about it. We're on 90.1. It's $90.10. It's very clever. It's very cute. I say, add the other $9.90 and go for the full 100.
Yeah, why not?
We can always
Round
use
up.
The money. But I appreciate that. We all appreciate that. We have a Dennis, a Dan, a Daniel, and a Lucian. A Lucian, at least, has broken us out of the D's for a moment, but Daniel's dragged us right back down to the D's. We need more non-D callers, but we'll also take all those D callers.
Maybe it's the Lucian Alliance?
All right. At 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or toll-free 800-790-0415, or securely online at jazz901.org.
Well, see, that just shows. I mean, here's another person that, you know, he said he's been listening to us for years. And the minute, boom, we move over here, bam, Lucian is like the rest of these folks and every one of our other faithful listeners are stepping up to the plate and pledging and becoming a member because the benefits are so great.
Well, and would you he stepped up to the line, and would you expect less of our gentlemen in blue and
nope.
our ladies in
nope.
blue?
Nope.
We would expect that of you, and thank you so much. That's what we love, our folks in blue. God bless each and every one of you.
Yep.
We were talking earlier about the Internet's birthday. A new study put out by the government. And I just lost the agency that put it out. U.S. Government Accountability Office.
So sure.
They're accountable. they're wondering that postulating that the H1N1 virus could make the Internet sick, too. As so many people stay home from work, which as you should do if you think you're sick, you're getting on the internet more and more and bogging the internet down. So millions of people are homesick, millions more people on the internet. The internet could choke and die too.
Yep. So far in our poll, we've only had one person who had trouble with their install. It's
I had one come into the shop, and the only issue that he had was which he didn't listen to us. Young kid, didn't search for video drivers.
Uh-huh.
And all we had to do is, go up to the net, and we did a little searching, got the upgraded video drivers, did some testing, and it's working fantastic.
Another thing I've heard is that the Windows 7 updater, the internal Microsoft updater, has been suggesting older drivers for some people. Video drivers, Ethernet right. drivers, suggesting you download an older driver than you already have.
Well, some of them are
so you
got to
be careful.
And
you have to know what driver you have to know if the new one. You assume when that Windows thing pops up, it's a newer driver.
And you can always boot up into safe mode to install that new driver.
Yep.
Yeah.
As long as you've already downloaded it and it's on your hard drive somewhere.
Oh, that's one other thing I want to point out that was brought up in the forums, and I'm never beyond saying that, oops, I screwed up and made a mistake. I was misinformed when it was stated that Windows, and according to their chart, that's what was misleading, was that, you had to get the full-blown version if you were running Windows XP. Well, it turns out the upgrade will work.
But not, you're both right.
Yeah. Yes.
You can use the upgrade disk, but you cannot do an upgrade install.
Right.
Right. So what happens is you can get the upgrade disc, which is like $100 cheaper than the full-blown version. And you can install it on an XP machine, but it doesn't do an upgrade. It does a fresh install, throws your old stuff into a directory called Windows.old.
Right. And that's what I was meaning, though, is by the price difference. And if I can save people money, you know, that's...
Well, but it doesn't install any of their software. So if, for example, I upgrade from Vista, Windows Office, Microsoft Office is still installed, Firefox is still installed, whatever, whatever. If I upgrade from XP, none of those programs get installed. None of them. Right. They don't get moved over. So although it costs you less, it's still a fresh install, and you still better have all those other programs.
Bottom line, that doesn't change
Photoshop,
anything.
All of that stuff, you can't, it doesn't come over.
Right, we're just saving you some additional money on the software.
And you better have
OS.
Bucket loads of space on your hard drive, because it's going to take your entire Windows directory and compress it, put it into a folder called Windows.old. Now, you'll be able to move your data out, but I'd still back it up. Oh, but you will not be able to move your programs out, because they're not installed in the new registry.
And that's what folks get confused. Well, they're there. Why can't? Because you're doing it, you know. And folks, why can't you just ghost them on over? You can't. What and any operating system.
Yep.
I mean, once you wipe it out, or even try, you know, do a reinstall. There's no way I can take, even if I have an old drive and I'm moving it over because this one's totally trash. You got to do, since I've reinstalled the operating system on this hard drive, it's got to have. To know where all these new programs reside.
Right. In Linux, there are configuration files in the /etc directory. In the Mac, there are configuration files in...
Application support.
In Windows, all of those configurations are in the registry. So you can't just move things over. You have to do a fresh install in order for those things to get installed. All right. Carol has become a new member as well. Bless you, Carol. We appreciate everything. We really do appreciate it. Our members are stepping up, and that's what we want to hear. That's what we want to see. We've broken out of the D's, and we're on our way. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is member-supported radio, the longest-running computer show in the known universe. Soundbite to 39 minutes after the hour. Jazz901.org.
Got a computer question? Call the boys now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free 800-790-0415. Online at soundbites.org. Soundbites continues next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Celebrating 20 years on air, Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Jazz 90.1 survives thanks to listeners becoming members. Join us now by phoning in your pledge at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or if you're out of our local area, call toll-free 800-790-0415.
Be sure to join Jazz 90.1 for a live performance of The Funk Box featuring Jimmy Highsmith Jr. Wednesday, November 4th from 7 to 8 p.m. The Funk Box features Nick Murray on keys, Devon Trammell on drums, and Jimmy Highsmith Jr. on sax. The Jazz 90.1 live studio concert series continues with The Funk Box featuring Jimmy Highsmith Jr. Wednesday, November 4th from 7 to 8 p.m. on Jazz 90.1.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by Stacey Romeo, running for Irondequoit Town Judge. Stacey Romeo is a lawyer with experience in criminal law and a former town attorney and town prosecutor for Irondequoit. Stacey Romeo is a lifelong resident of Irondequoit, partner in the law firm of Romeo & Schmidt PC, and has over 12 years of experience as a trial attorney. For more information, you may visit www.stacyromeo.com. Election Day is Tuesday, November 3rd.
Hi, this is Otto Bruno. Join me every Sunday afternoon from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 41 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbite. So far, five of you have joined as members. Thank you all so much. The numbers are 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Yes, we do.
I mean, we just got fantastic folks that, you know, appreciate what we do, and they're showing it by becoming members.
God bless all of you. I'm actually happy this week. This is, you know, this is an extra week of the pledge drive. That we still need $11,000 to meet our goal. This station doesn't get money from anybody else. There are no grants. There's no government support. There's none of that. It's only members calling in, and I am delighted and honored and humbled to know that you folks are stepping up to the line. You're not waiting for someone else to do it. You're not hiding behind, oh, well, you know, I'm not a millionaire, so I don't have to contribute. You're stepping up to the line, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. I really, really do. I did an interesting little spreadsheet. Even if you only ever listen to this show, if you pledge at the $35 level, it's 67 cents a show.
That's all?
We're worth that, I think.
Hello? Because what a service call would cost them.
Well, that's exactly right. And if you pledge at the $50 level, we're 96 cents a show.
That's only 30 cents a person.
That's only 30 cents a person. It's less than a buck a week to listen to us. I can't imagine that we aren't worth a buck, for Pete's sake. What do you think? I think I'm worth a buck, just personally, and we're dividing that by three.
Yeah, really. Like Rob said, was saying before, which, you know, bring up a good point, you know, you can't rely on, well, somebody else will do it, you know. No, yep. Everybody's got to step up to the plate, because that's the only way we stay on the air. And we're here 52 weeks out of the year, barring, you know, any, I will say, if Christmas or New Year's falls on a Saturday, we won't be on. But other than that, we're here 52 weeks out of the year bringing you great computer information and fun.
Right, right. If you pledge at the $100 level, it's $1.92 a show, which ends up being 96 cents an hour. 96 cents an hour.
That's dirt cheap.
Do you realize you'd have to pledge like $700 or $800 in order to get us minimum wage? And that's just the three of us combined.
That's for all three of us?
If you paid $1,000 for this show, it would be $9.62 an hour.
That's a steal.
Right. That's $3.20 an hour for each of us.
Yeah.
That's not even half of minimum wage, for Pete's sake. Cheese and crackers
were
cheap.
Raise.
I always knew I was easy, but I did not realize I was this cheap.
Friend's daughter's going to school in New York. Go FIT. She's realizing how much things cost in New York.
Well,
cost period, and in New York now that she's sort of on her own for the first time, and you know, paying $6-7 for a cup of coffee in Manhattan is terrible. Yeah.
So give us a call, doggone it, and become a member. This is what we're hoping for.
And remember, and if you don't want to call us because you don't want to miss any of the show, you can go to the webpage, click on that. If you're streaming us, you won't get interrupted. And like Nick said, it took him less than a minute to just quick click through it, sign up, and bam, you're now part of the team.
Step up to the plate. It's World Series time, and we need you to step up to the plate. Notice that it's World Series time, and we're still on the air. That's one of the benefits of being on this station. So step up to the plate.
We would have been delayed.
I just read something interesting last night.
Anything from a bunt to a homer, we'll take it.
Yeah. Someone's going to lose the World Series.
Yes.
That's a given.
That's a given.
But
usually,
due to the World Series fever of your winning team, all the merchandise is made up ahead of time and just sitting in a room in the stadium. So the losing team's merchandise, that they were the winning team, what happens to that? It's given to homeless and shelters.
Yeah,
and
third world
country. Right.
So you can have a whoever won the World Series, you know, baseball cap or jersey when they didn't.
Exactly right. Speaking of Windows 7, by the way, Microsoft has confirmed that users can apply a workaround trick to do a clean install of Windows 7 on a blank hard drive as long as they toe the licensing line. In a blog post last week, Eric Ligman, who works in Microsoft's Worldwide Partner Group, took exception to stories that showed people how to use the less expensive Windows 7 upgrade editions to install the new operating system on blank drives. Computer World covered the upgrade install trick, first reported by noted Windows blogger Paul Thurrett. Last Friday, over the past several days, there have been various posts, etc., across a variety of social media engines stating that some hack, be it a person or a procedure, showed that Windows 7 upgrade disk can perform a clean install of Windows 7 on a blank disk from a technical perspective, said Ligman. They often forget to mention a very basic yet very important piece of information. Technically possible does not always mean legal. So you can do it, but you must abide by the operating system's end-user licensing agreement. To use upgrade software, you must first be licensed for the software that is eligible for the upgrade. So you must have an XP or Vista version of Windows already licensed to you. Whether or not you bought a new hard drive to put in an old machine, that old machine had better be running Windows already.
And then stop running it when you put the upgrade.
And then stop running it when you do the upgrade. So a Microsoft spokes individual confirmed Ligman's account of when it's permissible to use the upgrade media, which costs up to $100 less than the same version's full edition, to install Windows 7 on a blank drive. You can always do a clean install if you're upgrading, so long as you're upgrading a machine that's already running genuine Windows XP or Windows Vista, she said. So upgrade or fresh install, give us a call, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, or 1-800-790-0415. When you call, you speak to the lovely Lori, who will be glad to help you become the newest member of member-supported Jazz 90.1. If you don't have a question, you don't want to talk to us, you can still pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You know what we need? We need all you smug iPhone owners to call up and tell us you pledged online via your iPhone.
That'd be cool.
You know you can do it. Why haven't you done it? You're always touting how much better the Macintosh technologies are than Windows. Here's your chance to prove it. Get your iPhones out. Go to jazz901.org in your Safari browser. Pledge online and then call and tell us you did that. That's what we want to see. Can you do it? I challenge you. I'll bet you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Prove me wrong. Steve's going to do it right now.
I actually was talking to a guy this week, and he wants to buy an iPhone but doesn't like AT&T, which seems to be a pretty common thought.
Yeah.
But he's finally decided he doesn't really need to, because wherever he is and whoever he's with has one. And so he just has to say something like, well, I wonder what movies are playing, and five people whip out their iPhones and look it up.
Well, that's where I like my iTouch.
Save yourself $3,000.
My iTouch works just as well, you know, because there's so many hotspots around that I can just pull that out. I'm not paying for a data plan. I can pull it out, and, oh, there's an app for that.
Oh, and iPhone users, this is your last chance, by the way, because next time we have a pledge drive, we're going to have a competition between the iPhone owners and the Droid owners to see who will pledge. And you don't have to become a new member. You can upgrade your pledge. Yeah. You can add $10 to it, $5 to it, $100 to it, $1,000 to it. Remember, at $1,000, it's still only $19.23 a week for us, or $9.62 an hour. $9.62 an hour for three people. You can't even get that at minimum wage.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Golly, we're cheap.
We're good.
We're good.
I had a friend this week was lusting after the Mercedes Maybach and some of the pictures that came out. It looks like a living room in the back seat. There's a bar that opens up. There's a skylight. It's like $500,000. But for an extra $20,000, you get a driver for the entire year. $20,000 is the annual salary of a limo driver.
Nice.
So you're already spending $500,000. You know, spend the extra $20,000 and you've got yourself a driver.
Absolutely. Why not? Why not?
Hopefully it's not Jackie Chan.
Is he a qualified driver? That's the real question.
He was a cabbie. They know things.
Yeah, right.
And that was a tuxedo. Yeah.
Right. Now, but limo drivers are licensed. Don't they make more than $20,000 a year?
There's probably like waiters and waitresses. That's their base salary plus tips.
Right. So if they're driving you around all day, you better be generous. I'm seeing a light. Was that a light?
Yeah, I thought I saw a flash.
We saw a flash, which means the phone is ringing, but apparently it's not now, and that's because I know all of you iPhone users are punching up your little jazz901.org on your Safari browsers and pledging online just so you can call and rub it in my face. And
that'd
I'm waiting
fun.
For you to do
yeah.
it. Go ahead and do it. I dare you.
Yeah.
I dare you.
Still like to make that $2,000.
That'd be nice.
You know,
we're not really on target for that this show.
It's still early.
It's still early.
We still got another hour. We still
That's
got
right.
another hour.
That's right.
You know,
but
there's a couple out there that you know. You
on the other hand, now we really the station kind of hoped the drive would be over by now, but we have not reached our $50,000 goal. And again, I understand these are parlous economic times, but we're the new kid on the block. We're the ones who have spent tens of thousands of dollars on our computer equipment. And like mm-hmm. I keep saying, add it all up. Your computer, the software you bought, that iPhone you're paying $3,000 a year for, plus what you paid for it. Add it all up. Send us 10%. Many of you tithe to your church. Certainly you can afford 10% for us. It's not of not your salary, but of just what you've spent on your computer. We give you a year's worth of support, service, and laughs. And of the three, the laughter, I think, is the most important. But we need your help to stay on the air. Not just us, but this entire station. This is one of only eight stations in the entire country. One of nine stations, mm-hmm. eight others, in the entire country that is fully and totally member-supported jazz. And this is what this station does. And if any city in America can sustain a station like this, it's Rochester. And if any station in America could bring on a show like ours, it's this one. And if any listeners to a show like ours can support a station like this, it's you. So please give us a call, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, toll-free 800-790-0415. And you iPhone users, pop them out, jazz901.org. Do it now.
You know, one other thing, though, we got to mention, unlike the other stations that we're at, this station, though, is trying to get us out into the public a little more. I mean, Rob and Laurel Ann, God bless them. I mean, they had the birthday party for us, and they're already looking at different events that we can do for next year to be out there and be with the public.
Right.
You know, instead of just being here in the studio, there'll be chances that we'll be doing other things elsewhere that you can actually come up, say hello, and, you know, for a scary, you know, event, actually meet us face-to-face.
That is frightening.
But,
that
you know,
is frightening.
I mean, he is just trying to do so much, you know, because he knows the listeners for Soundbites, you know, they're a strong group. And, you know, they'll come to where we were. Our birthday party was one prime example. I mean, they put that together, and we had a blast. So did everybody that came. We got to meet a lot of the folks that listened to us week after week. And it was just a great time.
Yeah, it really was.
And we wouldn't have had that anywhere else. They would have said, oh, okay, so 20 years, big deal. No,
yep.
Rob and Laurel Ann, they stepped right up. Bam, let's get the party to go. And it was just a ball.
Yep.
And it's only because, you know, we're here now on this station that, you know, we're still coming to you folks. And we admit, we got to come to you twice a year and ask for your help.
And they're not asking for a lot of money in the grander scheme of things. Other public radio stations ask for 3, 5, 6 times this amount of money.
More often.
And more often. But we need you to step up to the plate, and that's what we would love to see. You know, there's a bunch of you in the IRC chat right now. How many of you are actually members? Right? I mean, seriously, how many of you are actually members of Jazz 90.1. This is your chance to step up to that plate as well. You're on the computer right now. So why aren't you logging in and becoming a member? All right, we're off to the phones. Our next caller is, we got a few minutes to talk to Dennis. Dennis, where are you calling from?
The city.
And are you a member?
Yes, I just pledged earlier.
That Dennis. Excellent, Dennis.
Thank you, sir.
Well, my question is not a computer question, but it's, you've got what, 3, 4, 5 new members? Does that mean that those are the only people who are listening to the show?
I certainly, well, no, there's about 80 people on the stream right now, not counting all the people in the IRC chat. A bunch of people who are listening. Some of them are members. Some of them are hiding behind the members.
Okay, so why aren't those other ones who are not members calling in?
That's a lovely question, Dennis, and I wish I had an answer for you. Well, you know what it is? Everybody hides. Everybody hides behind something. People hide behind, oh, somebody else will pledge. Or people hide behind, well, I don't have a lot of money right now. We're not asking you to pledge at the $1,000 level. Call us and give us $10.
Here's the deal. If you guys, if WGMC didn't pick you guys up, we would be, can I say the word screwed on the air?
I don't think so, so don't.
We need you bad. We got to have you, and we got to have the money.
Yeah, God bless you, Dennis. You're okay.
All right, that's it, guys.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
He's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Dead right.
You know, we did one of the polls that we did was, are you a member, yes or no? And it dang near cleaved the 80-20 rule. 80% of you said no, 20% of you said yes. So 80% of you are leeching off the other 20%, and I want to talk to the 20% for a minute and thank you from the bottom of my heart. It does me good.
All of us.
To know that we're not just up here flapping our gums every week for the heck of it. You people are out there supporting us. You believe in what we do. You appreciate what we do, and this is what says it to us. You know what? People come up all the time and say, thanks so much for your show. I got a computer question. What they're really saying is, I really want you to answer my question for free, and I don't know how to get into it without saying something nice to you first. Mm-hmm. I get that. I really do. But what really tells me that you love this show and that you appreciate what we do is when you call and become a member, and it's real easy to do. It's 966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ. Or 1-800-790-0415 or securely online at jazz901.org. You too can become a member, and when we hit our goal, I will shut the hell up. So all you need to do is call and pledge, and we will stop talking about it. It's a real easy thing to manage. Call us. We'll stop talking about it.
What the other folks don't realize, though, is, you know, we don't get paid for this. I mean, we've been doing this for 20 years, and we're not getting paid to do these 2 hours.
Apparently, we're morons. I can't put it any other way. But please give us a call.
We just love it so much.
And pledge.
We know it's necessary is why we do it.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. All right, we are going to take a break. This is top of the hour. It is 59 minutes after the hour, so we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco. Lori's on the phones. All of you, members or not, we're going to come back and talk to you. So give us a call. It's 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, 800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We would love to have you as members. Only one person on the IRC chat said they're a member. I'm sure there are others. If you want to be proud to not be a member, okay, whatever works for you. We'll be talking to you on the other side of this break. For Dave Enright, for Steve Ray, I'm Nick Francesco. At 59 minutes after the hour, we are the longest running the computer show in the known universe. Soundbites on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Longest-running computer
show.
Soundbites.
WGMC Greece Rochester. A public service of the Greece Central School District. Jazz 90.1.
Streaming online at jazz901.org.
Alien contact lenses? This is Sandra Tinglow with the lowdown on science and on a new way for glaucoma patients to look really cool at Halloween. Glaucoma is a buildup of pressure inside the eye, and it's a leading cause of blindness worldwide. But biomedical engineers at the University of California at Davis recently developed a smart contact lens for glaucoma patients. The lens doesn't correct vision. What it can do is measure the pressure inside the eye. The engineers started with an unusually elastic contact lens material called, all right, polydimethyl siloxane, or PDMS. They added powdered silver in a precise pattern to form a grid of conductive wires. Together, the PDMS and the silver create an electromagnetic pressure sensor that relays data, like a Bluetooth device, to a computer. With that information, doctors can learn more about the patient's glaucoma and improve treatment. The silver also has antimicrobial qualities, keeping the eye irritant-free. It also happens to be, well, silver, so it shows up as shiny hash marks on the wearer's eyes, which kind of rocks in a medical way, anyway.
The Lowdown on Science, online at lohdown.org. Produced by 89.3 KPCC and the California Institute of Technology, and made possible by TIAA Craft.
Remember those old savings bonds you got for your birthday or graduation? Yeah, the ones you stuck away in a drawer and forgot all about? Well, after 30 years, those savings bonds have stopped earning interest, and you're losing money to inflation. In fact, Americans have billions of dollars of Series E savings bonds just sitting around. Find out if you have any savings bonds over 30 years old. Go to treasuryhunt.gov. Join the hunt at treasuryhunt.gov. A public service message from the Department of the Treasury.
Supporting Jazz 90.1 is as simple as 1, 2, 3. 1. Decide how much listening to Jazz 90.1 is worth to you, considering the great jazz music, live DJs, live jazz information, local traffic and weather. 2. Call 966-5299 or visit jazz901.org and make a pledge. 3. Sit back and enjoy the good feeling you get from keeping jazz on the radio, alive and well in Rochester on Jazz 90.1.
From The Lord of the Rings, here's actor Sean Astin with a reminder for 18-year-old men about the importance of Selective Service Registration.
When you register, you keep yourself eligible for important programs and benefits. If you're planning to attend college and need a student loan or grant, if you want to work for the U.S. government, or if you apply for some types of job training, you have to be registered with Selective Service. Visit www.sss.gov and click on Register Online Now.
Selective Service Registration. Do it today.
Jazz 90.1 survives thanks to listeners becoming members. Join us now by phoning in your pledge at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or if you're out of our local area, call toll-free 800-790-0415.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and the campaign to re-elect Greasetown Justice Gino M. Nitti. Justice Nitti has over 20 years of experience in the field of criminal law and 13 years as an assistant district attorney. Justice Nitti has presided over 34,000 cases as a Greasetown Justice, is a former member of the New York State Parole Board, and has previously served as a volunteer in numerous youth sports organizations. For more information, you may visit www.greasegop.com. Election Day is November 3rd.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Asus debuted the world's first super-speed USB 3.0 motherboard this Wednesday, branded with the highly memorable moniker of, are you ready? Asus Extreme Design P7DP55DE-E Premium. Catchy, isn't it? The new hybrid motherboard is based around Intel's P55 Express chipset, which does not support the new faster USB 3.0 standard. So in order to support it, Asus made use of an unnamed third-party USB 3.0 controller to make everything play nicely. This move obviously is in response to the recent rumors that Intel's own USB 3.0 chipset is delayed, which is potentially going to slow down overall super speed adoption rates. The USB 3.0 ports has two of them, as a matter of fact. It has 10 USB 2.0 ports and a bunch of other really good stuff. Now, pretty nice stuff. USB 3.0 is 450 megabits per second, somewhere along that range. I don't have the number in my head, and I apparently didn't write
USB
it.
USB 2 is 480.
Well, then it must be.
Must be more than that.
Look it up.
Let me look it up.
USB 3.0.
Yeah. Well, I was also looking up. Intel is working on their new thing called LightPeak, which is 10 gigabits.
Yeah, but that's still in the
or very
labs.
Early planning. Yeah.
Yeah. What's interesting is you'll be able to buy that motherboard next month for about $300. It will ship with Windows 7 drivers. Right now, of course, the only operating system that can actually make use of USB 3.0 is Linux. So if you're interested in the ridiculous, are you interested in the ridiculous speed of USB 3.0? Give us a call, 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or 1-800-790-0415. Interestingly, you can also call both of those numbers to become our newest member, like Al. Al, how are you, Al? Our friend Al has called in and has become a member. Thank you so much, so very, very much for becoming a member, our newest member of Jazz 90.1. We're thrilled and delighted that you did. Oh, and during during the break, we had two other people join online, Mark and Robert, all the way from Poughkeepsie, New York, just south of Spencertown, New York, off the Taconic Parkway. No, I don't think Taconic Parkway goes down that far, does it? I don't know. But thank you very much, Robert, and thank you, Mark. We're happy with everybody who has pledged. Al says hi to Dave, by the way. So that's kind of nice. We've known Al since the original PC Cube days.
Oh, yeah, back the old days.
So we're very, very pleased. People are calling in and actually becoming members, and I can't begin to tell you how happy that makes me. I'm a happy guy. So far this hour, we've raised over $300, and that's very generous. It's not quite the $2,000 we were hoping for. And Bob says the Taconic does go down that far. So thank you. Thank you.
Oh, it's
that
Bob. Everyone helps.
There you go. I used to do dinner to summer stock. I did summer stock in Spencertown, New York. We called ourselves the Taconic Project. And we worked out of Spencertown, lived in New Canaan, New Lebanon, New York. So, Bob has some idea of the, distance and desolation we drove through in those days to get where we were going. But, of course, in those days, gas was a quarter a gallon, so we didn't really care. But those were the days, man. Those were the days. So, yeah, that was nice stuff. That was fun stuff. Steve is still looking up USB 3.0.
The specification maximum is 5 gigabits, but there's going to be several stages in it before they get it to 5 gigabits.
Okay, so... Still,
yeah.
Whatever it is, it's still way fast.
Yep.
So that's kind of nice. That's half the speed of a 10 gigabit Ethernet connection. Think about that.
Most computers only have a gigabit on it.
That's right. Oh.
Well, and most internet service is only in the megabit.
That's right.
So
that's right. Richard from Fairport has also pledged $35. Thank you, Richard. Very, very much appreciated. We're very happy that people are pledging, and we want to thank each and every one of you who do that. That's great. We're very happy. Yeah, five. Did you say 5 gigabit?
Yeah.
Now think about this.
So they're basically going from 500 megabit to 5,000 megabit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 10 times faster.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That's pretty amazing. Works. And it's not just...
But your printers are still going to be slow.
Well, right. Your printers are still going to be slow.
This is going to be a boon to hard drives. We see this a lot in the Mac world where FireWire is much more common. Even FireWire 400 is, by specification, slower than USB 2, which is 480. But FireWire 400 is about twice as fast in real-world throughput copying files to a hard drive.
Now it'll be way behind.
Right. So FireWire 800 is already out. The FireWire group is working on their 3200 spec. They skipped the 1600.
Right.
So it's USB 3 and FireWire 3200 will be the competing specs
for
a while.
Well, that's 3.2 gigabits versus 5 gigabits.
4.8 to 5,
yeah.
So we'll see if the same... issue holds true in bandwidth. The big issue with FireWire is there's a separate chip that handles the FireWire data.
Right.
With USB, the CPU handles it. So that's the reason that FireWire is faster. But it's also the reason it's more expensive.
Which is why so many people don't actually have
right.
it.
Yeah, right. You can have cheap or you can have fast. You can't have both.
I mean, you can have... you were talking about the light speed thing. That's faster than anything,
faster
but nobody's
anything.
Got it on any of their machines. So I'm not entirely certain that it counts as such. So, but that's the deal. So give us a call. Let us know. You can even let us know what you're doing for Halloween.
Yeah, I'm hoping I get a lot of kids.
Yeah, this will be the first year, and I can't tell you how long we haven't been home. My daughter has a show. School of the Arts, so I'll be there. They're doing a murder mystery. It's a pretty cool thing, so I'm
and they'll,
kind of
they'll probably be in costume.
So she won't be home, and so we're not going to answer the door, and it'll be a whole it'll be a whole kind of thing. So yeah, so they'll be in costume.
So vandalism at Knicks tonight.
They keep saying no. I didn't say I wasn't going to be home. I said my daughter wasn't going to be home. I also have two really large dogs, and I'll just let them roam the yard. You want to come over the fence? I won't have to feed them for the next couple of days. That works for me. enter my yard at your own risk. That's how that works. I'm happy to take the protein for my dogs. That'll be fine.
One bag of less dog food you had to buy for this week.
That's exactly right.
Come on down.
We did have many years ago. We did have a gentleman wander up and down the neighborhood and. He bypassed our house, and about an hour later, a police officer came over, and I said, what's the story? She said, oh, no problem. I said, no, come on, you're walking up to my yard. What's the story? She said, well, we've had a guy wandering the neighborhood, and we were kind of worried, but I can see that you don't have a problem. I said, hi. Well, I can show you. We got locks. We got alarms. She said, no, I can hear your alarms. You got dogs. That makes you pretty safe. If those dogs are trained, and they certainly look like they are, you should be all right.
The story is that the best alarm system in the country is a sticker that says alarm by.
Is it?
Yeah, and you don't need an alarm. You just need a sticker that says you have an alarm. I was going to say tape recorder. God, I'm old.
You are old.
A computer playing a barking dog.
See, I don't need a tape recorder. I have two big barking dogs.
Yeah, but you have to feed them. You have to clean up after them.
That's okay. That's their job. We have a deal. I feed them. They protect my home. It works out pretty nicely. We're going back to the phones. Our next caller is Bodan. Bodan, where are you calling from?
The city of Rochester.
Rochester, New York, hub of civilization in the Western world.
Well, I made a pledge last week. I became a member, and I really had a good week. It made me feel really, really good.
Good.
Pay it forward.
See
that? Do
something
there
good. There he is. This is what becoming a member of Jazz 90.1 does. It gives you that feeling in your heart, and
the warm
lasts
fuzzy
an entire week. And I guarantee you, Bodan, it'll last this week, too.
Thank you. I did call last week with a question, and I'm going to follow it up with a secondary question in regards to the same topic. The question that I had last week was that I'm running a CA antivirus suite, which I downloaded from Time Warner Roadrunner. And one of the things I noticed is that it's anchoring down a lot of my programs and or even something as simple as if I want to open up my pictures folder.
Yeah.
For example, when I click on my documents and I try to open up my pictures, well, the pictures are there, but they just take a little couple seconds to load. And the thumbnails don't pop up right away, even if I scroll down. It just takes a little while. Anyway, there is a feature on this CA antivirus thing where if I right-click, I can put the antivirus to snooze for a couple of minutes, which I did, as per your suggestion. Turn off the antivirus program to see what exactly is slowing down my operating system. And sure enough, as soon as I put my antivirus program to snooze, I got the snap, crackle, pop back. My pictures pop right up within seconds. Now, my question is this. If any of you gentlemen are familiar with the CA antivirus thing, I have it open right now on the options screen. I'm not sure, but I can add and modify what maybe I don't want to be scanned, but I'm not sure, is it the on-demand scanner or real-time scanner that I can modify and add, for example, my documents or my pictures?
Well, that's sort of the danger of, the purpose of an antivirus is to scan all your files to see if there's a virus in them. And the annoying thing is it takes time to scan all your files. The on-demand scanner, I think, is when you say scan now.
Scan now or scan at 2 a.m. or whatever that is. Real-time scanner is the scanner that says do it.
Every time you open a file, which you're doing when you're viewing, when you open a folder and it's building thumbnails of those pictures, it's opening the file in order to build the thumbnail. So the scanner is scanning that file as it's opening to make sure it's not a virus.
So there's a positive aspect of those pictures not popping up right away.
Right. If you do happen to get a virus and you do happen to open it, the scanner will catch it.
So you have to live with. Gentlemen, recommend then just live with it, or the other option was that I'm considering is uninstalling, blowing out the CA antivirus, and using one of the two antivirus programs that you recommend as far as Security Tango.
A different antivirus may be faster. How much memory do you have in your computer?
One and a quarter, one and a half gigabyte of hard drive.
See, that's what I still like, the AVG, Super Anti-Spyware, and the Malware Bytes.
Well, I have Malware Bytes, but I am considering downloading
this is the virus
antivirus.
Yeah, that's what I said. AVG, Super Anti-Spyware, Malware Bytes. You have those three programs on your machine, you're going to be safe.
And your documents folder is probably something you do want it to scan, because that's where things can get downloaded.
Yeah, in all fairness, friends and family do send me pictures, attachments, and stuff like that, and a lot of times I've built up a nice little photo album. So I'm just noticing that I didn't have this problem with my other antivirus program, which was McAfee. I uninstalled that in the spring and downloaded the Time Warner security suite, but it's an anchor. It's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We know it's
now, I know
that
I don't use CA myself because I'm running Linux, but I know that some antivirus programs can scan the hard drive and remember that X program or X file is clean, and unless that file changes, it won't rescan it. I don't know if that's what that's called and if it's available under CA.
There may be an option in there somewhere that says scan only new files.
I'm looking at the thing. Well, on demand, real time is enabled, clean, and quarantine. All of that stuff is checked right now, so I don't see it. The only now under advanced, it says advanced on demand scanning options. Use advanced, some kind of scanning. Then advanced real time scanning options. Use advanced heuristic scanning.
Yeah, it's looking for virus patterns rather than a specifically known virus. Which is what takes the time to scan your files, but again, that's something you want it to do. You just wish it was faster.
So in the today's age of I want it now, I want it instantaneously. Maybe I should just be patient, but for a couple of seconds and let those pictures be scanned by my antivirus program.
Yeah, turn off the thumbnail preview so it doesn't try to load the preview when you're opening a folder. But then you want to see the pictures.
Well, yeah.
So that's the catch-22 of it. Yeah.
Right.
So I just wanted to see if there was any more insight or, advice that you gentlemen can give me in regards to adding a little more snap, crackle, pop.
That would be the only way to do it is if there's a way for it to remember files it's checked, and unless they change, to not check them again.
Try turning off some of those
settings. If there's a listener who's more familiar with this CA antivirus, if they want to make a phone call to you guys, I'd appreciate it.
So would I. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Bohan. Appreciate that. He's a member, of course, and he spent a whole week being happy and smug that he's a member.
Isn't that true?
We haven't had any iPhone people call in. Oh, and those of you who are listening to this podcast later in the week, do not feel left out. You can still get online at jazz901.org, make your pledge, and in the comments section, say it's for Soundbites. We'll count it.
Yeah,
we'll be glad to count it. So you don't, just the fact, you cannot hide behind the fact that you aren't listening live. All right, we are going to take another break.
I'm posting a link from CA on how to make it go faster.
There you go. Excellent, Bohan. We'll be happy. And we're all happy that you're pledging as a member, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, securely online at jazz901.org. Back in just a minute or so with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 119, and you are listening to member-supported Jazz 90.1. We are Soundbites.
WGMC Greece, Rochester. A public service of the Greece Central School District. Jazz 90.1.
Streaming online at jazz901.org.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Helping you with your computer questions for over 20 years. Sound bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by Stacey Romeo, running for Irondequoit Town Judge. Stacey Romeo is a lawyer with experience in criminal law and a former town attorney and town prosecutor for Irondequoit. Stacey Romeo is a lifelong resident of Irondequoit, partner in the law firm of Romeo & Schmidt PC, and has over 12 years of experience as a trial attorney. For more information, you may visit www.stacyromeo.com. Election Day is Tuesday, November 3rd.
The Jazz 90.1 member card is more than just a card. It's our way of thanking you for supporting Jazz 90.1. Because in return, you can save money all year long by showing your Jazz 90.1 member card for discounts at fine local member card businesses, including 45 East Fine Jewelers, Adams Basin Inn, Antonetta's Italian Restaurant, The Bob Shop, Bert Shapiro Photography, Hedonist Artisan Chocolates, Leaf and Bean Coffee Company, Lorraine's Food Factory, Mary Boyce of Mario's Hair Studio, Mind and Body Connection, New Health Cafe, Small World Bakery, Sound Source, and Tuxedo Corner, Irondequoit and Gates locations. So carry your Jazz 90.1 member card and show it when you shop. For a complete and up-to-date list of member card businesses, visit our website at www.jazz901.org. To get your member card, call 966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ, and become a member of Jazz 90.1.
Jazz 90.1 welcomes our newest member card business, Enright PC Management.
Phone your pledge to Jazz 90.1 now by calling 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll free at 800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Hello, this is Paul Conley. Join me early on Monday mornings from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 22 minutes after the hour, we are sound bites. Hey, we've been talking about the Motorola Droid. You may not be able to get your hands on it for another week, but you can get your name on one right now. Best Buy opened the doors to the first Droid presale on Thursday, and it's offering an instant rebate if you sign up, too. The Motorola Droid, officially released Wednesday after a buzz-building marketing campaign, is making plenty of waves for its sleek design. 3.7-inch 854 by 480 pixel display dwarfs the iPhones, as well as for its standout features such as built-in turn-by-turn navigation and full multitasking support. And thanks to its new Android 2.0 operating system, the phone packs a host of other options the rest of the upcoming Android phones won't see for some time. Already, analysts are calling for the Droid to reverse Verizon's sliding profits and help Motorola rebound from some less than stellar years. And of course, the inevitable iPhone comparisons are cropping up right and left. I don't think this is actually going to be the iPhone killer.
Just good competition.
Just good competition, you know. Regardless of whether the Droid causes the iPhone to lose its mojo, it's clearly drumming up an awful lot of excitement. Best Buy is attempting to cash in on the frenzy by letting you reserve your very own Droid phone now without having to shell out an extra $100. The Droid, you see, actually costs $299.99 with a 2-year contract. You then have to send away a mail-in rebate to get $100 back and reach the frequently quoted $199.99 price tag. As of Thursday, however, you can reserve one at any Best Buy store and pay only $199.99. The store will instantly apply the $100 rebate at checkout. When the phone comes out November 6, you walk in, pick up your Droid, walk out. Cost, incidentally, is one Droid iPhone comparison worth making. The website Bill Shrink created side-by-side charting pitting the Motorola Droid up against the iPhone 3GS. The devices themselves run the same price, but what about those hefty voice and data fees after 24 months of contractually signed service? They're the same, too.
$3,800.
$3,800 over 2 years for either the iPhone or the Droid. So
for what, a data plan?
That's an average
total cost of ownership for your monthly bill, a monthly bill plus the phone.
That's 900 minutes a month, 5 gigabytes of data a month, and unlimited messaging.
Which is the common plan most people get.
Right. Except most people don't live under 5 gig. A lot of iPhone people are finding they're paying twice that a month in overage fees. for the data plan. So are you hot for the Droid or sticking with the iPhone, just avoiding the whole thing? Give us a call, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415. Oddly, those are also the numbers you can call to pledge. Or, of course, if you are an iPhone user, sign up securely online at jazz901.org.
Let me find this link, too. One of the problems with the iPhone is that the meter, the usage meter in the phone, apparently doesn't match AT&T's usage meter that they actually bill you against. So AT&T has released an app to monitor your usage, and I'll post a link on that as soon as I find it. But the problem is it uses data to see how much data you've used.
My favorite thing has been the comments on all the Droid news stories that have been out. You know, on most sites you can add a comment. There's the people who clearly are rabid iPhone users and are threatened. They feel threatened, you know. Well, it's not really multitasking. You can only run six applications simultaneously.
Yeah, that's in response to the Droid commercials, how the I does and or I don't and Droid does.
Well, you know what? Six simultaneous applications is still five more than the iPhone does. And then there's the Droid people. Well, an iPhone doesn't have turn-by-turn directions. Yet.
It does.
So, well, not voice and not the way they do it. And it doesn't have the same kind of voice search and all those things. But you know what? It will. It just doesn't right now. So I'm not as big a fan as everybody else of, you know, let's make ours better by knocking the other guy. Mm-hmm. It is not enough that I succeed, you must also fail.
If you can't say something nice, don't say anything.
You know what? I don't care which way. It's like people say, which is the best operating system? I don't understand best. Best is different in 100 situations. How excited are you by Windows 7? It's just another operating system.
And there will be
there's not that much
one
to
after
be excited
that, probably
to be.
Windows 8, 9,
just wait
10.
Till Windows 8.
Yeah.
They've already started working on it.
I know. They've already started working on it, and it'll be out in another 2 years. So it's that kind of a thing. It's that kind of nonsense, and I don't go for it. I think the iPhone is a terrific piece of hardware with some great software in it, but I also think that the Droid looks like it's going to be an astonishing piece of hardware and software as well. So you can both succeed. It's okay. There's, you know, sibling rivalry is okay, but not when it reaches the point of, you know, somebody else has to fail for you to succeed. I don't go for it. Oh, we're going to go back to the phones, and one of our newest members, Al. How are you, Al?
Hey, Nick. Long time.
It has been a very long time. Where are you living? Where are you calling from?
I'm over in Penfield.
Penfield. All right.
Yeah.
What is your question?
Well, it's a little different direction for me, and coming from the years of thinking I knew it all, I'm back into PCs and discovering there's some things I have to learn from scratch. I'm on the wrong end of the learning curve.
Isn't that painful?
Oh, God, it is.
So, we've known Al. Before you ask your question, Dave and I have known Al from the PC Cube user group
years.
For, like, what is it, 48 years, 52 years, something along that line?
Well, let me put it this way. My active involvement ceased about the time of the birth of my daughter, and we just shipped her off to Albany to start her first real job as a career woman.
Oh, man. Isn't that the worst feeling on earth?
Yep.
So she's only six?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Advance her age.
That's it. Get him in that child labor thing. That's all right with me. What's your question, Al?
Hey, along with taking pictures of the kids, I finally got into video.
Nice.
Bought a high-def Canon digital memory recorder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so lots of cool stuff, lots of toys, love that kind of thing. However, when I get to the point of doing something with a video, I've been playing with Adobe Premiere and discovering that other people can have a, say, 5 megabit video file and get reasonable quality out of it. I go to create a file the same size, and my quality is terrible. It's jaggedy, it's blurry, it jumps, it just doesn't cut it.
That's the biggest issue with video is your codec, your compressor.
Uh-huh.
There are hundreds of compressors available. Some do a really good job of making the file really small. Some do a good job of making the file, the video look really good. And you need to find one that does a mix of both, that can make the file pretty small and still look pretty good.
Okay.
And the Premiere, you have Premiere Elements or Premiere Pro?
or Premier Elements.
It may not have the really good codec built into it.
Oh, okay. So
do some digging around Adobe's website. I might find find more information about it.
Okay. Well, here's my thought, and what I was really hoping for to get from you guys is going back to the days of user groups, which was our way of joining our collective knowledge to come up with the answers that people needed.
Right.
There a user group in town that focuses in on video and at the amateur level?
Not specifically,
no.
But the general users groups may know someone themselves.
Yeah.
There's the, you're using Premiere, so probably on a PC, so the Rochester Computer Society, rcsi.org, or the Apple Cider users group at applecider.org. I know there's a lot of stuff online for Final Cut, which is the professional video app. That's sort of along the lines of Premiere Pro and the Avid workstations. I'm finding stuff at Adobe itself on how to use compression, video rates, compression rates, data rates. You may be able to increase the data rate and still get a small file with better video quality. So
okay.
There's trade-offs in when you're exporting the movie. There should be a settings pop up to let you pick how it's compressed, what your data rate is, what your codec is, and that's where you want to look and play with the settings in there until you get something that looks better for you.
Okay. I mean, right now my challenge is that there are so many settings, the possible all possible combinations are boggling. So I'm
Apple's done kind of a nice thing with their video program, iMovie, and even in Final Cut. They have a export video for email, for the web, for a DVD. And so average people can pick, I want good quality, I'll pick DVD. And then there's also a more settings that gives you the hundreds of options no one understands. I'm kind of surprised Premiere doesn't have that too. It's a trade-off in file size versus quality.
There is a Greater Rochester Adobe Users Group.
Ah, Rochester.
But they don't seem to have any information.
That's on my Mac F. I should have thought of them. I'm sorry, Becky. The Rochester InDesign Users Group, and they have a companion Rochester Adobe Users Group. Let me see if I can find their link offhand. Yes, a lot of stuff is available at Adobe, and they will have links to different Adobe Users Groups. InDesignUsersGroup.com is the InDesign group. Let me find the Adobe group, or the general Adobe group. They may also have a specific Premiere users group, too.
Okay. Well, thank you for this. Again,
okay.
it's a case of you look at the hours you spend, and then the final output is about 10 minutes worth of video that's lacking in quality.
And that's why movies cost so much and take so long to make.
Right. It really comes down to the codec. I don't know quite what to tell you in terms of what else you could use. I don't do a lot of video myself. What little I've done on the Mac or on Linux. So I don't honestly know what to tell you. I know that if you save things in the Agthiora format, they're brilliant, but...
Nothing can play it back
except
another Linux machine.
Yeah.
I'll probably VLC, which came from Linux, and ported to Mac and Windows.
Right. But you wouldn't be able to burn it to a DVD or whatever, I think. But now that's a possibility. It may well be that you take your raw video file before you've compressed it and turn it into a DVD. That might work.
Okay.
And DVD, the standard DVD is 4 gigabytes, so that's... And the dual layer DVDs are 8 gigabytes, so that will give you the best quality, but also the largest file size. So you wouldn't be able to put that on email or web. That's for distributing on DVD.
Sure.
Now YouTube has their own recompression algorithms. H.264 seems to be the current up and coming compression algorithm for quality versus size, and YouTube will recompress your video into that when you try to upload it, so it plays back on YouTube. So the YouTube people know a whole lot about video compression.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's their gig, and they're Google, so
yeah,
they know a lot about everything. But yeah, that's if anybody's listening, or anybody in the IRC people aren't talking about this at all. So if anybody's listening and knows how to help Al in terms of his codec woes, give us a call, please.
Thanks, Al.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Keep smiling.
Yep.
Alrighty.
All right. That was a
good thing for users groups and the radio here in general, is you'll find people to...
Well, and you would think that this is the town. If you're going to have any town on earth that can tell you about video, this is the place.
Yep. So, there's the Tupop, is that the name of it? It's one of the big Final Cut groups.
Isn't Tupac dead?
That's Tupac. This is Tupop.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Because you want your video to pop.
Got it.
Sorry. So someone should know something about something.
Yeah, you would certainly think so. All right. In the meantime, we're going to go back to the phones. We're going to talk to Don from Hilton, New York. Don, are you a member?
Yep, I've been a member since last March.
Oh, heavens to Betsy. Thank you, Don. An old member. I don't mean that.
Well, that's true, too.
A member of long standing.
A member of long standing.
Well, you two are sites.
Call up and we'll insult you, everybody. Come on, just call.
You were talking about the droid.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that I like, right now I have a Palm Central, which has a very nice way of, I can keep my phone book and my calendar on my computer. I can type on the computer and enter it into my phone and back and forth. Like, I lost one phone through damage, and I was able to reload from the software. So then I tried a BlackBerry, and I couldn't find any way of entering my data from the computer. I could back up to the computer, but I had to do all the entry from my BlackBerry itself, and that's pretty slow compared to typing on a computer keyboard.
You need to download and install the BlackBerry Manager, which lets you do it on your computer.
Yeah, there's a BlackBerry
Manager.
I think
it then lets you sync to Outlook.
On Windows. That means I have to buy Outlook, which is pretty expensive.
Or Windows Address Book,
well,
too.
Well, one of the things that the Droid has going for it is it's the operating system is from Google. So if you use Google Calendar, it will automatically sync with it.
Ah.
And if you put your contacts into Google Gmail, it will automatically sync with it. I've also synced those things to my Outlook stuff from work.
Uh-huh.
So you can actually do both.
Would I have to re-enter all of the data from my computer now to get it onto Google Outlook? I mean, Google Calendar?
Yes.
I think you might.
Well, there are syncing programs. What address book are you using now?
What I'm using right now is the software that came with the Central.
Yeah, and on your computer, what software are you using?
What kind of a computer?
Right.
I'm using Windows XP.
Right, but what program are you using to manage your contacts and calendars on your computer?
Okay, right now my contacts and calendar are being by at Palm Access. It says Palm Desktop.
Okay, right. So that's a specific Palm program. So if you want to switch to a BlackBerry, you either have to export that into the Windows Address Book program.
No,
use the BlackBerry Manager program.
There's also a program called GeoSync, which will synchronize Google Calendar with Palm.
Right. That's if you go with a Google phone.
Well, right, so you move things over to Google, right?
Right. So every phone has its own software that you use to do your contacts and calendars.
Right. So it's
most of them will sync with Google, and most of them will sync with the address book built into your operating system.
Right. GeoSync syncs your Google Calendar with your Palm OS.
Right.
Is what I'm saying. So you can do all of that you want to do.
Okay, good. Because I've been thinking of going to the Droid.
Well, once you get everything synced to Google, you get yourself a Gmail account, sync everything to Google, your calendar and your contacts, and then when you buy a Google phone, a Droid, you just tell it, here's my stuff, and it brings it all down. We got to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 39 minutes after the hour. Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, the answer to your computer questions, on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by Professional Instant Press, a copy, fax, print center serving Monroe, Wayne, and Ontario counties. Professional Instant Press offers offset printing, binding and collating, digital copies, executive stationery, color business cards, placket mounting, custom forms and resumes, design, screen printing, and embroidery. Professional Instant Press now carries print-on-demand invitations and also Birchcraft and Encore for weddings and other special events. Professional Instant Press, a positive printing experience. In the Lyle Mount Reed Plaza, 254-7275, 254-7275.
This is station manager Rob Linton. The Jazz 90.1 fall membership campaign has begun with more great thank you gifts than ever before, including great jazz CDs by Joe Williams and the Count Basie Orchestra, Miles Davis and Sonny Rollins, George Shearing, Karen Allison, and more. Be listening for special guest announcers, interviews, challenges, and a few surprises, too. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune into Jazz 90.1, you're choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member and choose to renew your membership now. Please call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free to 1-800-790-0415. Please support Jazz 90.1 and jazz901.org.
Jazz 90.1 survives thanks to listeners becoming members. Join us now by phoning in your pledge at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or if you're out of our local area, call toll-free 800-790-0415.
This is Devon. Join me every Monday night from 9 until midnight as I kick off Jazz Horizons right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 42 minutes after the hour, we our soundbites. Now, here's an interesting piece of information. Among the bevy of interesting things about Verizon's Droid smartphone is Android 2.0's new version of Google Maps, which features full-blown turn-by-turn GPS navigation with spoken instructions for free. Judging from videos I've seen so far, it would be pretty darn appealing even if it wasn't a freebie. The directions works. It speaks the name of streets in a crisper, clearer voice than AT&T's Navigator Sports on the iPhone. It shows traffic congestion in real time, and it switches to a street view photo once you've arrived at your destination. Google says it's working on bringing the new version of Maps to other devices. If it does, 4-pay navigation applications will have to be radically better to compete, which is bad news indeed for all the companies charging for smartphone navigation apps, and probably even worse news for those who sell standalone handheld navigation devices.
Yeah, the handalone Navigator smartphone apps to tie into your GPS are like $100.
Yeah, no kidding. People are already spreading gloom and doom about the future of navigation stalwarts such as TomTom and Garmin. There's at least one form of dedicated navigation hardware that many hope doesn't vanish, which is built-in car systems, which have nice big screens, and in some cases, user interfaces better designed for on-the-go use. Pilots, sailors, other specialists will still want their customized GPS devices. But if we all get navigation that's 90% as good as the best stuff out there for zero cost, it's hard to see how many folks will justify paying for another gadget, especially one that may carry a monthly service charge. So would you rather have a purpose-built GPS device or cram it into your phone? Give us a call, 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll-free 800-790-0415.
That's one thing that has made the iPhone so popular is it's trying to do everything. It's your music player, it's your phone, it's your media player, it's your navigator. And people want to carry less things.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, but the price tag. Oh.
Two new members from online. Thank you to both Jim and Chris. They're both from Rochester, but they are two separate people. Oh, wait, and here's a third, Gil. Gil from Webster. Thank you so much, Gil. Another new member. We're very happy with our new members. Bless each and every one of you for joining. We want to thank all of you. You're the people who make me happy to be here because you have given
part of the family now.
They're part of the family, and they have given of their time and their talent and their dollars to be part of what we do, and we couldn't be more happy. So thanks to each and every one of you. We're very pleased. We're very, very pleased. It's an interesting little problem. Lots of people are talking about the droid. Lots of people are very defensive against the droid. Lots of people are pretty happy with the phones they've already got.
And the irony is that it's not out yet, and everyone has an opinion on it.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Well, you know.
Well, Boy Genius Reports did have a hands-on report.
Right.
That's what everyone's quoting now.
Right.
But until you get your own hands on it, you hold your opinion.
Well, and I've used the G1, and that's pretty nice. And I've seen demos of the droid, and that's just astonishing. I have to have one.
Everyone can make a cool demo. What's that slogan? Anyone can make a good demo?
I don't know.
Oh, that's
no, no, no. When I say I've seen a demo, I mean I've seen a demo. I've had my hands on a demo. I've played with a demo. But that's all right. Our next caller is Jim from Greece, New York. Jim, are you a member?
I am. I pledged via the internet, oh, I don't know, a week and a half ago or so.
Thank you so much. What's your question?
We're seeing so much of 64-bit Windows 7, either on new computers or on the upgrades. And I'm wondering, is there any problem with conversing with other programs, older programs? Do they step down to 32-bit if the old program only does 32-bit?
Yes.
And that is the problem.
And that is the problem.
Compatibility.
Exactly. Yeah. What happens is this, Jim. When you have nothing but 32-bit programs, your 32-bit processor, or even your 64-bit processor, runs as efficiently as it can. If you have all 64-bit programs, your 64-bit processor runs as efficiently as it can. With a mix of 32 and 64-bit programs, what you end up with is something called context switching. The system has to switch, the CPU has to switch between 32 and 64-bit mode every time it switches between applications. Now, if one of those applications happens to be running in the background, like Adobe Air or whatever, then it switches millions of times a second, and that, in fact, slows your system down. So having a system that is all 64-bit or all 32-bit is ideal. Having a combination can, depending on what you run, make your system run slower.
And the big thing with 64-bit now for the average people is that you can use more than 3 gigs of RAM. So a lot of systems that are coming with 4 gigs, because we want to run 100 programs at once, the systems that comes with 4 gigs of RAM are coming with Windows 64 to take advantage of it.
Right.
And then you start running your 32-bit programs on it, and things go weird.
Very good.
Weird and slow, and switching back and forth is a problem.
Very good.
So all you developers out there, start making more 64-bit programs. It's the catch-22. The developers haven't made 64-bit programs because people aren't using 64-bit OSs and vice versa.
Right. Now, my Linux system at work is 64-bit, so all the programs it runs are 64-bit because they all come out of the depository, 38,000 programs or whatever the number is at last count. So I don't actually ever have that kind of problem. My machine just flies at 64-bit, but that's because nothing I run is 32-bit under any set of circumstances.
Well, thank you very much for your information.
Sure. Thank you. And that is one of the interesting problems that we're currently, we're in a transition period. Now, we've been in that transition period for like 4 years, and that's because, as Steve said, a lot of manufacturers are not really making 64-bit programs. But as we get to the point where we only have 64-bit programs, we'll see our machines actually kind of speed up.
See, I just checked my process meter, and I'm running, 78 processes and 393 threads. And all but about a dozen of them are 64-bit. So I've got some 32-bit stuff running here.
Yes, you have.
And what worries me is that the kernel task is 32-bit.
Yeah, that's really?
That was an annoyance that I read about a few weeks ago. Apple has, I don't know if prevented is the right word. They've made it difficult to boot with a 64-bit kernel because of the 32-bit programs you're going to run. So it's better to run a 32-bit kernel with 32-bit software.
If you're going to only run 32-bit software, that makes sense. But if you're going to run a mix, and some of that mix, I suspect, is coming from Apple themselves,
yeah,
then they're doing themselves and their users a bit of a disservice.
My iTunes is 32-bit, which is interesting. Although I haven't run the update that came out this week.
Now that's a little weird.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to go through and try to eliminate some of these 32-bit programs or update them at least.
Right, right, right. Right. Oh, I have a request of our listeners. If any of you out there are iPod developers, I would like to hear from you because I need to look at iPod development.
There's an app for that?
There isn't an app for that, so I need to look at iPod development.
Yeah.
If any of you are Droid developers, I would like to talk to you about that. iPod developers mostly, I guess, use Objective-C, and I think Droid developers are Droid is all done in Java, I think, but I don't know that. I think it might be C. I don't know. I shouldn't even say because I don't know. So make contact with me at any one of the hundreds of places at which you all know you can make contact with me because you all find me all the time anyway. So
and especially if they go to where?
AskNick.com.
Well done. Well done indeed. All right. We have 55 people in the poll right now. That's 28 votes. 51% of you laugh at Windows. Still only one person's had a problem.
Now, we're assuming the people who said they didn't have a problem actually installed Windows 7.
The one person, yes.
One person installed it and had a problem, and the other people installed it and didn't have a problem?
Right, or didn't have a problem or whatever, right. I should have made that a little more interesting. Now, this is something I have to talk about. A Philadelphia developer has rooted out an unfinished features of Windows 7 that turns any laptop into a wireless access point, allowing other Wi-Fi-enabled devices to share the connection without special software. What that means is when you turn on your Windows 7 system, there's a thing called virtual Wi-Fi that lets you virtualize one wireless card as several separate adapters so other people can piggyback on your signal. Macs have that as well.
Built in, internet sharing. I thought Windows had that built in.
That I don't like.
I'm using it right now to get internet on my iPod.
Yeah, there you go. But see, that's different because you're doing it to yourself. I don't like the thought that I might be somewhere and you know, you got to be very careful who you connect to because I don't want to go through somebody else's system where they might be leeching all the data.
You find that in hotspots and airports and coffee bars. People will make a free Wi-Fi network and find people, get people to leech into it. I didn't put a password on my network because there's no one else here, but.
Right.
So anyone driving by the studio now could get on my network.
Well, they'd have to drive up the sidewalk here, but yes.
We might notice that.
I just got to remember to turn it off when I leave the studio. And that's one of the big things. You may use file sharing when you're at home. You may use open Wi-Fi when you're at home or whatever. When you go to one of these open public hotspots, make sure you turn all that stuff off. There was a report at Black Hat, what was his name, Moxie, set up a computer at a hotspot and sniffed the open network and found hundreds of passwords to PayPal and eBay and banks and logins for Facebook and Twitter from people using open Wi-Fi hotspots. And he discovered a security hole, basically, that when you log in to a service, if the screen you log in from is not secured, then anyone can sniff your data.
Right.
So a lot of people, we're so used to not typing HTTPS, so you got to start typing HTTPS, www.ebay.com, before you log in.
All right, our next caller is Lynn. Where are you calling from, Lynn?
I'm calling from Centerport.
Ah, and what's up?
My old computer died, so we are in the market for purchasing a new one, and I'm wrestling with what processor speed and RAM to get. One of the options that we're looking at is a 2 gigabyte, 160 gigabyte hard drive, 2.5 E5200 processor. We'd be running Windows 7.
All right, let's make this as simple as possible. The most you can afford.
Mm-hmm.
You really want something that's at least 1.8 gigahertz, and that's I'm talking minimums here.
right?
You know, double the minimum is the recommended.
Right, so you really, a 3 yeah. gigahertz processor would be nice. You want at least 2 gigas of RAM. 3 is much better. 4 or 5 if you're running 64-bit is better. Size hard drive is entirely up to you. How much stuff do you want to leave? You know, how much stuff are you putting on your computer?
If you're going to be doing a lot of photos, you want a bigger hard drive. If you're going to be doing video, you want an even bigger hard drive and an even faster processor. So, you know, don't get sucked in by the $300 computers.
Yes.
Those are designed for reading email on the web. If you're going to do more than that, you know, running any programs on your computer, running any games, you need to get more of everything.
Yeah, we're not gamers. A little bit of photo, no video, just, you know, regular photo editing and whatnot.
If you're going to do photo editing, now you're talking about lots of RAM and lots of disk space.
Okay.
But I'm sorry, Lynn, we're out of time. We're done for another week. I'm sorry. We want to thank you all for listening. We're Soundbites on Member Supported Jazz 90.1.
No, you got 1 minute.
It was 30 seconds to the 1 minute end.
When you tell me 30 seconds, I assume 30 seconds.
I apologize.
And I apologize to Lynn. We could have answered more of her questions.
No, we really got to get out. But, you know, we want to thank all the folks that did take the time to become part of the family.
A dozen people were kind enough to join during the show. We brought in $445, and we want to thank each and every one of you who called in and became members. Thank you all so very much. It's you who make us a family, and it's you who are part of our family here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. So thank you all so much, and we'll be back next week. So please feel free to, if you're listening on the podcast, go to jazz901.org, pledge securely, tell them it's for Sound Bites. It'll be counted. We'll be back next week with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Sound Bites, celebrating 20 years.